Hey, Shalom and welcome to the third series of Medrash Morsels. These are short, meaningful, and sweet chunks of Medrash designed for the whole family. Shalom Yiladim, Medrash Morsels for Parsha Shemini. In this week's Parsha, some laws of Kashrus are taught. Moshe Rabbeinu explains which land animals you can eat, which ones are kosher. He also teaches which fish you can eat and which birds are tameh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us some kosher insects. It's all explained here in Parshas Shemini and about Shratzim. The Medrash darshans the pasuk. It means, this is for you, not kosher, for the creepers that creep on the ground. But it says for the word vezeh. Vezeh is used, and this. This sounds like someone's pointing to something. Yes, it's a rule. Whenever the Torah says zeh or zos, this, someone is pointing out something. Here as well, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed each and every species that he created in the world, and he pointed to it, showing Moshe the zeh. And this type is tameh for you. Go show Klal Yisrael. Go warn them not to eat Devarim Tameim. They aren't kosher for a Yidin. Kids, how many species of animals are there? There are over 800,000 kinds of insects alone. That's just what's known to mankind. By far, that's the largest group. But there's 8,600 kinds of birds, and 6,000 types of reptiles, 3,000 kinds of amphibians, and 4,000 kinds of mammals. And then, if you add around 22,000 species of fish, because Rashi brings that Moshe showed the Bnei Yisrael the fish as well. This one's kosher, this one is not. Don't eat it. Well, including the fish, there are nearly a million different species of living animals on planet Earth. That's besides for every year, the scientists are discovering hundreds of new ones. That's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took hold of each and every species and instructed Moshe, this one is kosher to eat, and this one is not kosher to eat. And it wasn't the first time. There was a time before this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed each species and he brought it to a person. Do you know who? Did you learn this back in Parshas Bereishis? Hashem brought every species of animal and bird to Adam HaRishon. Vayaveh el HaAdam. Why? To be named. Adam named all the creatures. So don't be amazed. Hashem did this before. And now it's much, much more important. It's in order to warn the Bnei Yisrael to keep kosher. Eat only these, but don't eat those. The Medrash asks, but why is it so important? Why does it matter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will you be doing Hashem a favor by eating kosher? And will you be harming him if you eat things that aren't kosher? Of course not. Hashem is perfect, and you can't affect a perfect being. Answers the Medrash, it's to purify people. Kol Imras Hashem Tzerufa, Pasuk in Tehillim. The mitzvahs were given to perfect us. Now these laws of kashrus could not have been given to Adam and Rishon. Hashem knew that Adam couldn't manage keeping kosher. Hashem already tried Adam. He gave Adam a little bit of fruit. The Eitz Hadas, it was the only food that wasn't kosher for him. And Adam didn't even keep that easy one. He couldn't manage the Yetzirah even for 1 hour. None of Adam's descendants will be able to keep kosher either. None, except for the children of the Avos. That's us, the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're special. Hashem gives us so many mitzvahs of what we aren't allowed to eat and what we are allowed to eat. And we keep them. We stand up against the temptation to eat stuff that's not good for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we can do it. So he gave us a lot of mitzvahs. 248 mitzvahs asay, one for each limb of our body. 365 other mitzvahs, los asays, one for each gid and sinew in our body. That's 630 mitzvahs altogether. Our bodies and our souls are being perfected as we keep these mitzvahs. Hasher kiddishanu b'mitzvah, makes us heilig, makes us holy, makes us perfect. The goyim? Nebuch. They're like Adam HaRishon. They can't manage even the 7 mitzvahs that Hashem gave them. Forget about kashrus. The Medrash compares the goyim to a terminally ill patient He's doomed anyways. So might as well let him live it up in this world. Let him eat what he wants. The doctor tells him, you could eat whatever you want. Shrimp, pork, crabs, blood, eels, snails, snakes, monkeys, you name it. The Gentiles have made a food out of it. It's delicious for them. They don't need a holy diet. It won't help them anyhow. But Yidden, Hashem's holy people, he wants us to be dovek with him, alive and healthy, forever and ever and ever. So he gives us a holy kosher diet. Be yisem kedoshim ki kodosh ani. Be holy because I am holy. Be holy, Yidden! For more stories, visit our website, musarstories.com.